Hey, yo, what's up? It's your boy, sir, of the 2020 Podcast, LLC. Please say the LLC. And before you listen to this episode, I just got to let you know, I need you to stop what you're doing. Go to blkrenaissance.com, and I need you to shop for the culture. That's right. Anytime you use the promo code LLC20 at Black Renaissance Clothing's website, you will get 20% off your order. Off rip. No questions asked. So do me a favor and do it for the culture. Peace.
Hey, this is KJ, and I have a question for you. When was the last time you got something nice for yourself? That's what I thought. So why not visit www.theblurredsyndicate.com and get something that will help you express who you really are. They've got shirts, mugs, purses, mouse pads, and even aprons for the gorillas of the family. So if you're a fan of anime, pro wrestling, or hell, even the Golden Girls, The Blurred Syndicate has got you covered. Also, if you use the code LLC20 at checkout, you'll get 20% off your order. So what are you waiting on? I got mine. Come get yours. And remember to join the BS.
Hi guys. It's Mr. I'm Just Being Honest, host of the Truth Serum Podcast, podcast for the people. You can find me on Spotify, Anchor, and Buzzsprout. More networks coming soon. Happy listening.
The self-destruct sequence has been activated. Repeat, the self-destruct sequence has been activated. This sequence may not be aborted. All employees proceed to the emergency car at the bottom platform.
Okay, we lit it just like a fuse, so no need to pick and choose. Welcome to 2020, where we do more than interviews. The hottest beat coming through, jumping knowledge on all that you get. A peek at the front of you with the truth that they offer you. Yeah, hands up, we doing it for the culture. To give artists and businesses more exposure. Keeping it real and stay silent just like a boulder. It's about to go all the way down, can't get no lower. Chasing my dreams, know that they get no slower. But if I stay running, I promise they're getting closer. Moreover, success my older. And if you're sleeping on me, I'm waking them up like Folgers. I told you, coming from the land with the tide roll. Well, we'll be on a whole different vibe though. We like to ride slow and keep our windows tinted so you really can see us. Like Stevie Wonder waking up with his eyes closed. Yeah, got the kind of flow that rocked the boat. On my 16s of pounds of dope. And if you figure you can hang with me on the mic, then grab some rope. Matter of fact, better grab some hope while you at it. We keep it live, it's time to tune in. Turn up the sound on what you're using. It goes so hard, I think it's bruising. The show is 2020, no need to zoom in. Yeah.
Hey, yo, what's up? It's your boy, sir, of the 2020 Podcast, LLC. What do you say? And today I got a special guest, my friend, Miss Hattie of Hattie's Hot Bar. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. Before we get started, Hattie, and I'm throwing shade here because I love you. You're late. But thank you for taking time out today to do this interview. Nah, y'all, we had technical difficulties. I'm just picking that up. But yeah, thank you for taking time out your day. Like being a business owner, time is limited. You know what I'm saying? Rest is limited. So you taking time to do this really means a lot to me. So thank you. All right. So we're going to hop on into it. Miss Hattie of Hattie's Hot Bar. If somebody was to ask, Hattie, what is it that you be doing over there? What would you tell them?
Well, Hattie's Hot Bar is located inside of the Tree Lounge. So inside of the Tree is where Hattie's Hot Bar is housed. So in Hattie's Hot Bar, I provide to-go soul food. So anything you want, from ribs, chicken wings, pork chops, to fish, I have it with homemade sides, baked beans, potato salad, fried okra, because we know we love some fried okra with some lemon pepper on it, french fries, fried cabbage, homemade potato salad. So yeah, anything you want that's Southern home food cooking, I have it.
That is. Now, although we know you just moved into the building, and you just started there, but how long have you been doing Hattie's Hot Bar?
Since the pandemic started. So in 2020, I was having a conversation with my friend D, and I was just at House of Vibes, and we were having a conversation, and she's like, so what you want to do when you grow up? And I was just like, I really want to have my own restaurant. I really, really do. And she was like, well, what are you doing today? And I was like, going home to cook dinner, and then I'm gonna watch some TV. She's like, no, you're not. She's like, you're gonna go home and cook dinner, and then you're gonna make a post, and you're gonna sell your leftovers. And I was like, what? And then, so I made a post, like she said, I put it up for $10. It was like the first month of the pandemic or whatever in 2020. And it just started from there. And I sold out. I didn't even save food for myself. So then the next weekend, I just kept it going. And I've been going ever since.
That's wild. That's wild. Yes. So like, okay, so I know it's difficult with the way social media work and people always got something to say. Like, what inspired you to be like, you know what, I'm going to do it, post? Because, you know, people pause, they think, they overthink. I don't know if you like me. I'm one of them people that hesitate. But what really made you say, you know what, nah, this is going to get out there right now?
Because I have been at my job for 15 years. So before doing Hattie's Hot Bar, I was a pharmacy technician at Walgreens. And it's really, really, especially when the pandemic came, we had to learn how to give vaccinations, give COVID tests, do all of this extra things that we weren't, you know, compensated for. And so it's like, if I'm going to work this hard and learn all of this new stuff for someone else's business, why not just take a leap of faith? My friend has been talking life into Hattie's Hot Bar forever. So if she believes in me, I know I could believe in myself. My parents believe in me. My siblings believe in me. I was the only one holding myself back. So I just, when she said it, I just, you know, and I'm not like really I'm very shy. So social media, videos, interviews, things like that, I really shy away from. But I just stood out on faith and I made the post. I needed the extra money. And money was a big indicator, like, because I own my own home. I have a car note and all this other stuff. So I was just like, why not?
Go for it. I heard that. I feel that fully. Now, let's talk about the flip side of that. So you took that leap of faith. Yes. It worked. Yes. Now, let's talk about what may have not worked. What obstacles have you encountered so far, you know, that you can share with the people that are listening?
Consistency. It's very, 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 very important to stay consistent with your brand, with your product, with posting every day. That's like a whole different job, especially with posting every day on every social media network. That's like a whole job in itself.
It is.
And so just being consistent in my videos, in my posts, finding out what works. Because at first, I was posting videos promoting Hattie's Hot Bar myself. But I didn't get as many reviews and comments when I started posting videos and pictures of my food because people like to see what they're going to get. So you have to just really find your way, figure out what works for you, and then just take it from there. But mostly it's really like staying on top of putting your brand and your business out there and being consistent with it.
Ooh, I heard that. Now you talk about consistency. Consistency involves time. Yes. So how do you manage to balance your work life and your personal life?
When I opened my business, like, I didn't really think about it, but I have no personal life at all. Like, really, I take off. Like, I started in February. Mm-hmm. I took vacation in July. So from February to July, I was only off on Mondays. Yes. So yes. So it's hard if you want to have a personal life and on your own business. I'm not gonna lie, I haven't figured that out yet. Like, to be honest, it's hard to date. If people don't understand your hustle and your grind, like, you know what I'm saying? It's really, really hard. If you in a relationship, you know, my story, to be honest, people don't understand and they cheat and they do things that they shouldn't. And so when people don't understand your hustle and your grind, at least, cause to give yourself, to be committed to your own business, I feel like those things my family understands, and those things can somewhat be put aside. At least give your business a year, you know what I mean? Because you give it to other people when you punch a clock. And so when you want to have a personal life, people just have to understand, like, I could do anything before 5 o'clock, but at 5 o'clock, really at 4 o'clock, because I need to be at my business at 4 to open at 5. I can do anything, go to lunch, go skate, and do anything before 4 o'clock. But at 4 o'clock, I have to clock in for me. And so I try to prep overnight, which is long hours. If I go in at 4, I may not leave till 2 a.m. Like last night, I didn't leave till 2 a.m. So it's hard to wake up. But if you know somebody, if you promise somebody, look, we're going to go to lunch today. And they say, well, you told me we're going to go to lunch today at 2. I have to go to lunch because I've already prepped. And so I try, when I make those plans and I make those dates, I really try to keep those promises to people, and I prep overnight. And so that kind of levels it out.
That's fair.
But it's hard.
And one thing I appreciate is the fact that you didn't tiptoe around it. Like, look, it's hard out here. Give that realistic perspective, because I think in with the pandemic, everybody was starting businesses, hence this PPP situation, but that's a whole nother conversation. But everybody's starting these businesses, which is great. But a lot of people didn't realize what all it entails, how much time it invests in. You're doing more than 40 hours a week, my boy.
Yes. People don't think about it. Like, when you punch a clock, like, you're probably capped at 40 to 50 hours a week if you do overtime. Mm-hmm. But when you work for yourself, you work 24 hours a day. Because when I'm not ahead of High Bar, I'm updating the menu. I'm coming up with new things that they want. Just like the catering menu I'm working on, the football menu. It's like nonstop all the time. Because you always have to, whether you have to go to the grocery store to pick up, prep is a lot. Like, it's hard.
All right. Fair. So let me ask this next question. Has there been a memory so far up to this point? You mentioned that you got to the building, you know what I'm saying, in February. You've been banging it out since then. Mm-hmm. Has there been a memory so far that kind of solidified, this is what I'm meant to do?
Oh, wow. Yes. I have a lot of memories. One thing I prayed for, because I worked in Saraland at Walgreens for so long, I wanted to be with my people. You know what I mean? I wanted to be, because before the pandemic came, I've always had two jobs. So I was working for a place called Crittenton Youth Services, and I was a small group counselor in poverty-stricken neighborhoods. So all of the schools I would go to, and I would do small groups, I would counsel those kids about issues they had inside their home. Because that's what my degree is in. I have a bachelor's of arts degree in psychology. So I've always wanted to give back to my community, and I never really wanted to stray away from that, but I always wanted to do my own thing. So even though I have had this High Bar, I wanted to be in my hood. Like, I wanted to be in Pritchard. I wanted to be able to connect with my people. So I have a lot of memories because I can relate to my customers. I can give one just that happened on Friday night. So when it's time for me to close, my customers know if they come to my window and it's 11 o'clock, I'm not going to say no. But I was really tired on Friday, and my mom was there with me. And she was like, a couple came in, and the young lady was just smiling like, I know you're not going to tell us no, right? So I was like, her husband's like, are y'all closed? And I'm like, yeah, we closed. Mom was like, no, she's smiling. So we're going to go ahead and take her. So when I took her, they came in. And so when they got time to pay, he was like, you're not going to pay? And I was like, why should she pay? You know, you got her on a date. You always supposed to pay. And he was like, no, it's 50-50. So then he was like, I paid last week or whatever. And I was like, well, maybe you're supposed to pay all the time. And so we had like a little debate. But then they were standing at the window, and they continued their conversation. And so it seemed like they were having an issue in their marriage. So my mom was there, and she was able to encourage them, preach to them, pray for them. So it was very, very, you know, it was touching. And so sometimes people come to that window and they just need to vent. Yeah. And since I worked for myself at Walgreens, I wasn't able to hold those personal conversations and talk to my customers and share things with my customers like I can at Hattie's High Bar. So when they come to that window to vent, whether it's about their relationship, their kids, you know, their job, I just let them do whatever they want to do. And I'm able to give encouraging words. I'm able to uplift them and do the things that they need to do. And I do that all the time because I love people. So I've had drunk people come to my window to vent, you know what I mean? And people tell the truth when they're drunk now.
What?
So, you know, it's just really, really, really rewarding. And it's like, even though I'm busy, when somebody comes to that window and they really, really need to vent, or they really, really need to get something off of their chest, no matter what it is, God keeps the busyness away. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And allows me to connect with the people that I need to connect with in a positive way. So I have a lot of fun memories of just sharing even my story with people. It's really, really rewarding. It really is.
That's amazing that you're able to connect that way. And you know what? It's a few mediums with Black people we get to do that, whether it be with food, with music, and a variety of other things. But that goes to show you where you're at, where you're supposed to be.
Yes.
You know? So kudos to you, yo. Kudos.
Thank you.
So I'm one of the people that like to ask both sides of a question. So I'm gonna ask you the inverse of that.
Okay.
So for every happy memory, there's a not so great one. At any point in time, did you feel that you wouldn't be successful? And if so, who or what changed your mind?
Ooh. To be honest, I never thought that I wouldn't be.
Okay.
Because it, as far as like, I thought that I would be unsuccessful as to how to keep it going. Yes.
Okay.
Because
okay.
I mean, as humans, we all get tired. And some days we'd be like, man, forget this. Like, I'm just not going to do it anymore. But because I had been going for like 2 years, literally doing pop-ups out of my truck and like making money, being consistent, I never thought that I would be like completely unsuccessful as far as the clientele goes. Unsuccessful within myself, yes. What keeps me going is because the reason Hattie's Hot Bar is named Hattie's Hot Bar. So like, I'm named after my grandmother. And my grandmother has always wanted her own business. But, you know, back in the 60s and 70s, women weren't really allowed. My granddad was a great provider. And my grandmother didn't work, but she always had a vision. And so it's just in me. Like, no, I knew that I'm supposed to have something. At first, I didn't know what it was because I started praying for about discernment and what I'm supposed to do. Like, literally, what's my purpose? And one day I was at church and because I go to Mount Calvary. And so it's on Price Avenue in Whistler Street in 6. And there's the same building that my grandmother wanted to be a corner store is still there. And so I would leave church and I would pray over that building and pray over that building. And I was like, if this building is not for me, Hattie's Hot Bar or whatever I'm supposed to do has to be in Pritchard. And I want to keep her name alive no matter what. And she loves, loves, loves to cook. So if anything, just keeping her name alive, I don't want to get emotional, but just making her proud, knowing that she's no longer here, is really like, that's what keeps me going every day. Like, it really does. It really does.
That's amazing, man. And you're definitely doing a damn good job, man.
Thank you.
And the fact that you're reaching these people that are listening and watching and they can feel that emotion, bro, they can fuck with that. I know they can. All right. So my next question is what I call the long-term question. Because usually when you sit and you have a vision like you have, because I could tell you sat up and you thought and you prayed about this and you were blessed with it. Usually we have a plan. So where would you like to see yourself as a person and as a business entity in 1 year, in 3 years, and then in 10 years?
Ooh. It's crazy that you asked that because the customer asked me that last night, like, what's next after here? I know you have something else. Yes. So initially, I really wanted a food truck. I wanted Hattie's Hot Bar to be able to go where different people are. So in a year, 1 to 3, I'm going to say that, I plan to have at least 2 food trucks. For Hattie's Hot Bar, I really want one of them to be in Texas at the food truck lot.
Yo, that'd be dope.
I really, really, really want that for myself because I love to travel. So I want to be able to take Hattie's Hot Bar to the people. And I also want my own brick and mortar. Right now, you know, my clientele is great, but it's nothing like your own. So I really want my own brick and mortar with at least 2 food trucks. Employees, because right now I do everything by myself. So food truck, brick and mortar, and I want to be able to travel to different people so they can experience Hattie's Hot Bar.
That's awesome, man. And I like the fact that you want to travel. That's one thing I don't hear a lot with doing these interviews. And there's nothing wrong with loving your community, but community is people.
Yes.
We're just beyond, necessarily a location. So the fact that you want to step out further, I hope that comes to fruition. I would love to be riding down the highway and be like, God damn, that's right over there.
Yes, absolutely.
That's what's up. So, Miss Hattie, this is my last question. And this has been a spectacular interview. And this is honestly my favorite question. because if you listen to any of my interviews, I always say I dedicate this to the people that are watching and listening.
Yes.
The hardest thing to do is exactly what you did, and that's take an idea and run with it wholeheartedly.
Yes.
What words of encouragement do you have for those people who are on the sidelines with a phenomenal idea, with a phenomenal calling, but they're afraid to act on it?
Ooh, don't listen to other people. Like, seriously, I don't care if it's, if you have a vision and you in your heart know it's gonna work, I don't care who tell you that it's not. Do not listen to people, especially if they just pop up out the blue and they may not have your best interest at heart. And the people who we think should have our best interest at heart, they don't. Like, most of my customers, people who I've been friends with for years, has never stepped foot and had this hot bar. People who I've known my whole life have never stepped foot and had this hot bar. Aunts, uncles who live in the city have never stepped foot and had this hot bar. So if you have a vision and you're passionate about it, because my mom used to tell me, you don't know if something's going to work unless you try it, and you owe it to yourself. We help make, you know, people's ideas better every day by punching the clock. So you at least owe it to yourself. You can tell your job, look, I need 2 months of leave, you know, to figure it out. And they owe you that, especially if you're a dedicated worker. So my advice is, if you have an idea, no matter what it is, no matter how far-fetched you think it is, if you believe in your heart and God gave you that vision, I say go for it, no matter what people say, no matter what people do. Because a person told me, my pharmacy manager at Walgreens said, oh, restaurants are hard to open. Restaurants don't stay open long. You know, all this negative stuff. And to know that I have been going since February, I haven't missed paying my lease, a house note, a car note. You know what I'm saying? I could travel, take off when I want to. Yes, no matter, because people are going to be negative. They're going to say everything negative to you because they have a vision too, and they scared to try it. So they don't want you to try it. I mean, everybody has something else that they're supposed to be doing, honestly, that they really want to do, but they're just too scared to. And just because you have the faith and the courage to even come up and write the idea down, because that's when it starts. When you start writing stuff down and you start saying stuff out loud, God takes those things and he start working. Like, he really does, because the power of the tongue is like amazing. Like, no matter what you say, that's why you have to be careful about the things that you say, the things that you speak into the universe, because God takes that and he kind of runs with it sometimes. Because if it's meant for you, he gonna make it into fruition. So I say, don't listen to outsiders, don't listen to people, listen to your heart, try, pray and ask God for discernment and go from there. Because I mean, it's just you. It's all about you and what you want for your life, not what other people want for your life.
Man, so yeah, you came up here. You can tell when somebody just got out of church. They come up in the interview preaching, talking that positive stuff, man. Hey, kudos to you, man.
Thank you so much. Thank you,
Miss Hattie. If anybody wanted to follow you on social media, follow Hattie's Hot Bar. What platforms can they find you?
On Facebook and Instagram under Hattie's Hot Bar.
That's it. And look under her name. That's it right there, in case you're wondering how to spell it.
Hattie's Hot Bar.
And just tell them one more time where you're located.
I am located in Pritchard, Alabama at 127 East Lovejoy Loop, inside of the Tree Lounge. Starting on September the 11th, I will be open on Mondays and Tuesdays from 5 to 9. Closed on Wednesdays and Thursday through Sunday from 5 p.m. to 11 p.m.
That is.
And call-ins are always welcome, and we also offer delivery.
There we go. That is. All right. Well, Miss Hattie, thank you so much for doing this interview. This was great.
Thank you.
I'm glad we finally got time to link up and make this happen, man.
Yes.
From one entrepreneur to another one, I see you. I appreciate you. And I'm going to come get me a plate tomorrow. You open tomorrow?
What's tomorrow? Oh, tomorrow is Monday. It's Labor Day, right? Yeah. So tomorrow I'm open from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Yes, because I'm usually closed on Mondays until September 11th. So, yes, I'll be here in the morning from 10 to 2.
Bet. I'll be there to come grab a plate.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Hey, the pleasure's been all mine. And with that being said, this has been Miss Hattie. This has been your boy, sir. And we're out.
Hey, this is Mystique.
This is Mr. Everlasting.
And this is the Safe Word.
Safe Word. Y'all make sure y'all join us every first and third Friday of the month. Every month. We are in season 3.
Season 3.
Y'all already know what it is, man. Tap in.